Gibson of the International Secret Police.
The octopus flees from Marrakesh and the secret police, but leaves a note for Clint saying that he is going into the Sahara Desert and daring him to try to find him. Before making a decision as to their next move, however, Clint, Speed, and Carlos go to the Foreign Legion barracks and visit the map room of Commandant Ricard. While pondering over the layovers on the Sahara and wondering whether to fly to the spot where the Atlantean expedition is working or proceed directly to Leopoldville, where Buchanan, chief stockholder in the syndicate, disappeared, Speed glimpses a face at the window. Thinking it might be an octopus spy, everyone makes a dash for the window while Ricard calls out his men to search the barracks.
Can you see anyone, Clint?
Nothing but legionnaires. You have a chance to see how this fellow was dressed, Speed?
Looks like an Arab. He certainly wasn't wearing a legionnaire uniform.
Ah, then he must have been an octopus spy. Arabs or any other natives are not allowed inside the barracks without a special permit from Ricard here.
C'est vrai. But permit or no permit, how could anyone have slipped by the guard?
For all we know, the octopus gang may have a secret passage leading right into the barracks, Commandant.
What? A secret passage in my barracks? Mon Dieu, this is too much.
Well, anyhow, if there was someone hanging around who shouldn't have been, the legionnaires should sure find him, Commandant. They're searching everything.
And with no luck. From what I see from these windows, Speed, our spy must have disappeared as mysteriously as he appeared.
With the knowledge of our plan.
Do you think he heard?
Why not? No telling how long he'd been listening at that window before Speed saw him.
Then what'll we do, Clint?
Everything, Speed. I've made up my mind. First, we'll fly into the Sahara, making the stops that Commodore Ricard suggested, until we find the Atlantean expedition.
Sacré bleu! You will then be flying into the very face of danger, Monsieur Barrett.
I don't think so, sir. We believe that the workers of the expedition are sincere and have no idea that they're working for a criminal organization.
Then why go there at this time, huh?
Undoubtedly, there are spies in the camp. These must contact the octopus from time to time. If one of us remains at the expedition camp, we may find a valuable clue as to his whereabouts.
One of us?
Yes, Carlos. You.
I thought so. Sooner or later, I knew I would end up in the Sahara, but I did not know I would be digging for a lost continent which is not there.
Don't you worry. I'll see that you don't have to do that sort of work, Carlos. But you will be in disguise.
Bueno. But will I be in contact with you?
I'll leave you the portable shortwave set. You'll have to keep it hidden, of course.
What'll we be doing meantime, Clint?
Flying on down to the Belgian Congo, Speed. I'm more convinced than ever that the heart of the octopus activities is located down there, hidden somewhere in the jungle.
Oh, Dieu, for a flight such as this, you must have plenty of supplies, plenty of ammunition.
We're well supplied, Commandant. And I'll depend on you for whatever we lack.
Oh, Monsieur Fernand, we go now to make ready for your flight.
Yes,
no?
And even though the octopus may know our plans, it's going to keep him busy trying to keep up.
Master!
What has kept you, Zabul? I was about to send someone back within the city walls to look for you.
By the beard of the prophet, I thought I would never look upon the sacred hangar here. I barely escaped from the Legion barracks.
You mean you went there?
Yes. Kiri failed. The secret police went to the barracks with Ricard. I had to go there, else fail in my mission.
Go on.
They were all in the room containing maps. Ricard was showing them landings on the Sahara, the Legion outposts, and lastly, Kano. He said the emir there would help them.
The emir of Kano?
Then Barlow said, perhaps it would be best to fly directly to Leopoldville.
Leopoldville? He must never get that far.
The flight across the Sahara is long and dangerous, Octopus Master.
Yes, yes, very dangerous. Zabul, my plane and pilot are waiting. I shall fly immediately to Kano to visit the emir there.
As the octopus?
No. As a member of the International Secret Police. I have taken care to forge excellent credentials. I shall tell the emir to be on the lookout for three desperate criminals who are posing as the secret police. The emir is a just man, from what I hear. He will stop at nothing to eradicate crime.
Oh, will not Barlow and the others soon convince the emir of the truth?
Not when I have finished with him. Meantime, send out the word to the desert tribes to revolt. I want every legion outpost on the Sahara attacked. That will keep them busy and prevent them from interfering in my affairs.
Your orders shall go out immediately, Master.
Good. I shall keep in touch with you here at the hangar by shortwave. Remain here until I send for you.
I hear you and obey.
And now, I go to Kano. Barlow will find a surprising welcome if he lives to reach there.
Well, Monsieur Barlow, you have refueled and your water tanks are also full. The blocks have been pulled away from the wheels of your plane and my mechanic is about to start your motors. I suppose there is nothing left for me to say but au revoir.
Well, I certainly want to extend our deepest appreciation for your cooperation, Commodore Ricard.
Oh, yes.
Well, someday I hope we can repay you for what you've done.
Destroy the octopus, mon ami, and you will not only have repaid me, but the whole Foreign Legion as well. We shall do all in our power to aid you.
It's sure been swell here in Marrakesh, Commandant, seeing the legionnaires and everything. We'll keep in touch with you by short wave, won't we, Clint?
You bet we will.
And for all that you have done, I shall never call you Papa Ricard again, Commander.
No. Sacre bleu, then it is all worth it. Del Valier, I salute you.
And I salute you.
Well, we better get started if we're to reach Colin Bashaw before evening. Pile in, Speed.
Okay. So long, Commandant Ricard.
Au revoir, Speed. I hope to see you very soon.
Thanks. We'll let you know how we're getting along.
And if I have no word from you within each 48 hours, then the Legion begins to look for you, n'est-ce pas, Monsieur Barlow?
Right, Commandant. And that's a lot of reassurance to us.
See, and if they are not busy, you might send a company of legionnaires down to the Atlantean expedition just to keep me company.
Oh, très bien, Monsieur de Valier. Just let us know if you get lonely.
All right, Carlos. Let's get going.
Au revoir. Bonne chance. Bonne chance. Au revoir.
Bye, Commandant.
Boy, it's hot inside the plane.
And the cooling system will remedy that as soon as we take off. I'll take her up, Speed, and then I want you to take the controls while I talk things over with Carlos.
Well.
Everything is ready for the takeoff, please. Safety belts fastened and off.
Then, here we go.
Look at Commandant Ricard standing in salute. And all his men are, too. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I cannot hear you, Speed.
I know, but it didn't seem right not to return that salute somehow. Gosh, they're swell fellas, the Legionnaires.
See, Speed, they have done much for Africa. They will do a great deal more in the future, as long as they have such brave gentlemen as Papa Ricard to lead them.
Papa? Lucky he didn't hear you say that.
Oh, I kid him, but only because I admire him. But look, I think Clint is ready for you to take the control, Speed.
Hey, yes, Speed. Climb another 1,000 feet and then level off. I've marked your course here. I'll be back before you get in any difficulties.
I won't, Clint, unless we run into a sandstorm.
I don't think that's likely from the look of things. Now, come on, Carlos. Let's get back to the cabin and study these maps more carefully. Speed! Hey, Carlos!
Yeah, Clint? You see that swell sunset?
Yes, and something more. Colin Bashaw is just ahead.
Yeah, that he saw. And look, they are hauling down the colors. It seems we arrive either at dawn or dusk.
Well, I'll be glad we got here before dark anyhow. They might have been suspicious if we dropped out of the sky at night without any warning.
I doubt it, Speed. Few aviators tackle the Sahara route, except the Legion flyers. Say, that looks like a pretty good landing field.
Good. After all those sand dunes I've been looking at, it appears to be as level as a table.
Yeah, we'll soon find out, because I'm going to set down now.
The whole post is out to look us over. Look at them standing at attention down there.
Oh, that is because of the flag, not us, Pete. No doubt they are most curious, though. This plane is much larger than the ones they're used to seeing.
Wonder if they ever get lonesome out here on the desert.
Oh, they have a great deal to keep them busy, Speed. But I suppose they long for home once in a while. However, most of the Legionnaires are adventurers at heart. This is the life they like, or they would not be here.
They're gonna land. Everybody ready?
All set, Clint. Look, here comes some Legionnaires to meet us.
With their captain at their head, if I'm not mistaken.
We better pile out and declare ourselves, then. Get along, then.
Wow, it's hotter outside than it is inside our plane.
Okay.
Here comes the captain.
Monsieur, Good evening. My name's Barlow of the International Secret Police.
Barlow of the Secret Police? At your service, monsieur. I am Captain Andre.
Thank you. This is Carlos Del Valle and this is Speed Gibson.
Pleased to meet you,
Captain.
Commandant Ricard said that your post would cooperate with us. I have a letter for you from him.
Oh, but of course. Columbus Shaw welcomes you, Monsieur Barlow. Let us go inside where we can refresh ourselves while we discuss your needs. No?
You're very kind, sir. We'll ask little of you, Captain, but we do want to give you a warning. The criminal, the Octopus, is at large here in Africa, and we strongly suspect that he's near this post. I recommend that your men be on the lookout for any strangers that may come this way.
Oh, and you? I have heard of this Octopus, but never dreamed he would come to the Sahara. It is barren ground for such a one as the Octopus.
Not as barren as you may think. Let's go to your quarters, and we'll tell you as much of the setup as is necessary.
Oh. At ease.
Boy, oh boy, Captain Andre. Columbus Shaw looks like the kind of a Legion post I've read about.
Is that so, young man?
Yeah, only it looks real peaceful. Do you have much trouble with native attacks?
Not anymore, Speed. Particularly here at Columbus Shaw. We are too close to Marrakesh, you see. And speedy reinforcements. What is that? Sounds like an attack. Oh, but that is not possible.
It is, Captain.
Oui. Hold on! Hold on!
Is there really a native attack, Captain?
Yes, Speed. But it is most unusual.
Not for the Octopus around. Come on, let's do our share.